County government is getting weird again. Tuesday, someone urged the commission to put county manager Fernando Macias on administrative leave. Macias accused County Commissioner Shannon Reynolds and Sheriff Kim Stewart of, quote, blatant misrepresentations, unquote. County lawyer Nelson Gooden complained that Reynolds was arguing with Gooden's legal opinion, then just walked away angrily. And we learned Stewart had filed an EEOC complaint against Macias. The Third Judicial District Court now manages the Magistrate Court and asked the Doña Ana Sheriff's Department, Stewart, to provide security. Somehow both Macias and Stewart ended up talking with the court separately, but never sat down to discuss the contract together. At one point, there were two contracts floating around. Macias says the sheriff lacked authority and that Chief Judge Manuel Arrieta had also said so. Court Executive Officer David Barunda told me, "We wanted to fill this critical security need. Who had to approve it on the county side was between the county and the sheriff. We didn't care and wouldn't have been in a position to offer a legal opinion." He confirmed that the Administrative Office of the Courts reviewed the contract and, quote, didn't have any concern, unquote, based on the fact that Sheriff Stewart signed it. Eventually, the court and Stewart did sign. Dasso started providing security August 1st, but Macias and Gooden say that the contract is invalid, which may be legally correct. Macias's job includes helping elected officials do their jobs. How did he never sit down and discuss this with her? Stewart's EEOC complaint claims Macias discriminates against female county elected officials. An outside law firm rejected that complaint in 3 days without interviewing people. It's like a judge granting summary judgment, deciding from the complaint that even if the plaintiff's factual claims are correct, there's no legal case. But is that appropriate here? Problems arise with our mixed system, partly dating back to territorial days. We elect some folks who would be appointed officials in a city. Those folks are autonomous, but not really. Lines of authority are blurred. Is a county manager just making sure officials follow the law, or using legal review and purchasing procedures to control an elected official's policies? Personalities complicate things. Macias is smart and brings a boatload of relevant experience, but I keep hearing that as a judge and as county manager, he doesn't always play well with others. Macias might say he is sticking to laws and policies that others may not understand or like. But I say, with no originality, can't we all get along?